All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. We're actually going to skip another few pages to the bottom of page Kuf Pei Ches. Kuf Pei Ches. So, Menal Cheshbono Shocha. So, the Mechabi here writes something quite beautiful. He says, Adam Hama'amin Mekayim Es HaPasek Ish Emunos Rav Birachos Va'atz Laha Asher Lo Yinake. So again, a person who believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember again, we're still focusing on the section about Parnassa. The person who believes that the Ribono Shel Olam is the true determiner of his Parnassa fulfills the Pasuk from Mishlei, Ish Emuno Surav Berachos. A person with Emuno will experience much Bracha. So I just want to point out, he says, Hu Ma'amim Beberkas Hashem, a person believes in the Brachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'lachein, who sameach bechalko, therefore he's happy with what he has. Top of kuf peites, ve'ino atz lahashir. See, this is actually an incredible yisod. If you notice, the pasuk doesn't say ish emunos rabbi rach. It doesn't say person who has emuna is going to become fabulously wealthy. It's not what it says. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. The difference is that when a person has emuna, they believe that the same Ribono Shel Olam who gives me life is the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu who sustains that life. And therefore, whatever it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me is what I need in order to be able to sustain the life I have and to thrive in the circumstances I have been given. In other words, that a person with emuna is able to be sameach b'chalko, is able to be happy with what he has. Ve'inu atzlash, this is important. What does it mean? And he doesn't struggle to become wealthy. What does that mean? Meaning a person should, there's nothing wrong with trying to become wealthy. There's nothing wrong with trying to become successful. The challenge is that sometimes people hinge their happiness, sometimes people hinge their sense of fulfillment on achieving that financial milestone. That's where it becomes problematic. If a person wants to say, I want to be successful, I want to be wealthy, okay, wonderful. No, there's nothing wrong with that. The problem becomes when a person says, I can only be happy if, I can only be happy when, I can only be satisfied if. That's when problems occur, because then, first of all, two things. First of all, to hinge your happiness on anything is always problematic. But then ultimately, again, there's a lack of emuna, because a person has to realize that whatever they have in the present moment is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch wants and needs them to have in that moment. Now, does that mean I can't change my circumstances? Does that mean I shouldn't? Of course not. A person should always strive for more. A person should always struggle for more. But as long as a person understands that from an emuna perspective, I have what HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs me to have. It's actually quite beautiful. Top of Kuf Pei Tes. When I want to invest my money, even though, again, I consult with experts, kigon imenahel bank oim kalkalon, I go ahead and I speak with the vice president of the bank, with my financial advisor. Mikomakom hu zocher tamid shakadosh baruch hu amachlit habiladi mehechan tavlo parnaso. It's important just to understand, it's not the vice president of the bank or the financial advisor who is going to make the decisions which will ultimately determine my financial outcome. But rather, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Ribono Shel Olam ultimately will decide. It's the Ribono Shel Olam who ultimately makes the final decisions from where and how much my parnasa is. L'fneishu soger iska. This is actually quite beautiful. Before a person closes a deal, person should daven the following before he closes any deal. What's the tefillah? Ribono Shel Olam. Thank you for the parnasa you have given me this day. Give me the wisdom to know where to invest my money. In a way that I will get proper dividends, I'll get proper profit. In order that I should be able to use my money to be able to give tzedakah and ultimately again to do good things. Also, you hear this beautiful tefillah. So the Mechaber says, this is the tefillah a person should say before he seals the deal. Ribono Shel Olam, thank you for everything you've given me today. Give me the proper wisdom to how to invest my money. Because again, I'm going to be honest, I'd like to make money. I'd like to make money. So give me the wisdom how to invest my money, what to do with my money, in order that I can make money. But understand that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you give me parnasa, I'm not just looking to use it on myself. I'm looking to use it for a higher calling, a higher purpose, for tzedakah, gemilas chasadim. And then when a person has in mind to invest his money in a particular way, he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says the following, Ribono Shalom, hinini misatid lashkia bedavar zeh. Ribono Shalom, I'm going to invest the following thing. Ana, tein li bitachon mali b'cha, shekomash etitin li, hin revach, hin hefsed, ekalo ba'ava. Listen to how beautiful this is. When a person stands ready to invest his money in something, tishin davon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalom, I am ready to invest my money in the following way. Give me complete bitachon. Give me the sense of security that whatever happens with this money, whether I profit or whether I lose, allow me to be makabalit bi'ahava. Now, if your financial advisor says this to you, you probably should switch financial advisors, right? But lamaisa, this is the tefillah I'm saying myself. Ribono Shel Olam, I'm about to invest this money. Give me the bitachon that whether I'm successful or unsuccessful, allow me to be makabal whatever it is, bi'ahava. Was an incredibly dramatic idea, a recognition. And again, all of this is part of the greater discussion about my parnosa being in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And my parnosa means when I'm successful, when I'm not as successful as I would like to be. All of that is in the hands of the Ribono Shel Olam. All of that is determined by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, all of this goes back to the same basic core, the core principle, which is the same Ribono Shel Olam who gives me life is the same Ribono Shel Olam who sustains that life. And the same way I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me what I need in order to live today, physically live, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give me the parnasa that I need as well. Would I like more parnasa? Would I like greater parnasa? Of course. Who doesn't? Who doesn't? But at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me the bitachon. Give me the ability to accept whatever you give me, bi'ahava. He goes on. Kol adam kazeh ne'emar, baruch ha-gever she'iftach Hashem, v'hoya Hashem iftacho. About such a person who is able to place, remember again, I will say we made the distinction between bitachon and emunah. So emunah, again, remember, is the three-pronged belief system. Number one, everything is from Hashem. Number two, everything is for good. And number three, everything has a message. That's emunah. When a person has emunah, bitachon is the sense of security that comes from true emunah. So baruch ha-gever asher yiftach ba-Hashem. So praiseworthy or blessed is the person who has bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What a life it must be when a person feels secure in divine providence. What a life it must be when a person feels that I live life with this bitachon, with a sense of security. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me, I know that's good. I know it's going to work out. I know it's going to be beautiful. I know it's going to be fantastic. I'd like more parnasa. I'm going to daven for more parnasa. I'm going to work harder for more parnasa. But I also recognize that in the interim, the Ribono Shel Olam is watching me as well. In the interim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of me as well. Baruch HaGever Sheiftach Bashem. Blessed is the person who has this level of bitachon, this sense of not belief, but security in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hoya Hashem Iftacho, v'chein haboteach b'Hashem chesed yisovenu, l'maso, adam shechadosh b'emunah. We'll say on the flip side, a person who has weak emunah, boteach b'mumche, o b'kalkolon b'inayim atzumos. So what happens? The person who lacks emunah, he puts all of his faith in his financial advisor. He puts all of his faith in the deal. And a person sometimes almost like can put their faith in the financial advisor, their faith in the deal, as if that person or that deal was the true determinant of his parnasa. Alav ne'emar, arur hagever asher yiftach ba'adam. About such a person it is said, cursed is the person who solely trusts in men. I will say, what does it mean, cursed is the person? A very dramatic lesson. It doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is cursing that person. What it means is, it's such a difficult way to live. When you go ahead and you place your faith in the financial advisor or in the deal, then I will say, you know what happens? Life is one big ball of anxiety. Because you know what we're going to talk about next? We're going to talk about next the Yisod that sometimes people are profoundly untrustworthy. Sometimes people tell you one thing and they do something dramatically different. Sometimes people say what they say in order to get something from you and then they turn around and they stab you in the back. I don't mean to give a jaded perspective in terms of interpersonal relationships, but we've all experienced this. We all know this to be true. And sometimes, again, you have to watch your back with people. So a person who goes ahead and puts his total faith in Parnasa, in the other, lives a life of aror, because it's a life of uncertainty. What's going to happen? What's going to be? Am I going to have what I need? Or a person just places their faith in themselves. Maybe not someone else, but only in myself. It's clear that all that spells for me is what? A life of incredible anxiety, a life of incredible disappointment. One thing is clear. The moment you begin to put your absolute faith in something other than God is the beginning of my downfall. Is the beginning, ultimately, again, of profound failure. Because it will say, at the end of the day, the only thing that a person should ever put their rock-solid faith into, it is the Ribono Shel Olam. Everything else, unfortunately, has its frailties. Everything else has its failures. Everything else, ultimately, has its certainties. That's why, Baruch HaGeber She'Yivtach B'Hashem, blessed is the person who puts his faith. We'll say, I want to be clear. Does it mean that if you put your faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything's going to be great? Everything's going to be fantastic. You're going to seal every single deal. That Parnasa is going to flow like water? No. No. I will say, what it does do is it gives you a sense of security, because you know at the end of the day, that the Ribono Shel Olam is the one who is choreographing this entire thing. On the flip side, Arur HaGevar She'Yivtach Ba'Adam. Oy Vavoy. If a person just puts his complete faith in someone else, another person, or in himself, we'll say then life becomes an entire web of anxiety. And I have an inability to extricate myself from that web of anxiety. And my life becomes filled with great uncertainty, great worry, great pain, as we'll discuss. And who wants to live a life like that? That's the choice we have to make. Baruch HaGever She'Yivtach B'Hashem, Arur HaGever She'Yivtach Ba'Adam. And Yeretz Hashem, we'll continue with this tomorrow.